about that, but that's when we start that. The Taney County Livestock and Forage Conference, February 8th. February 7th, I'm also doing a STEM fair over at OTC in cooperation with MSU and MU. Master Gardeners of the Ozarks has a spring garden workshop. A lot of people ask about that on March 3rd. And this year is also a unique time as well that Branson is hosting the State Master Gardener Conference in September. So that's a lot of things that's going on, kind of coming up. If you guys have any questions, just let me know. Vida, big thing.
January 29th when we begin, is that correct?
Yeah, but the biggest thing is we start taking appointments on the 16th. That's everybody starts calling up because you just don't walk in. I mean, sometimes somebody might be able to be lucky enough to walk in, but pretty much you need to call in and get an appointment. Linda is really good at telling you all the documents that you need to have. You need to bring in those documents, set up that appointment to make sure we have that, because pretty much those appointments fill up, and it's just an exciting time.
And you have plenty of volunteers to help figure those?
Well, we always need more volunteers, and, you know, there's a lot of training. In fact, they were doing training this weekend over at OTC. Nellie is one of our volunteers this year, and we do have Spanish language volunteers. But it's so unique. You know, here in Taney County, we have people from all different cultures, so it'd be very unique to see people who have more languages than just Spanish language and English language. If they ever do want to volunteer. I've heard that Silver Dollar City has sent over a lot of their employees.
Great.
To not to volunteer, but their employees to get their taxes done. Oh. So that's put a burden on us to get even more volunteers to to get their taxes for people.
Okay, then it's not an age limit.
No, it's just an income limit.
Strictly income.
So we do have a lot of people who are senior citizens who get their taxes done. So people from, do you call them nursing facilities, will really want to call up and bring them over to get their taxes done or ask us, can we come over and do their taxes at their facility?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
It just says at any term before the commission, before the taxes are paid. So it doesn't say it has to be that year.
I was thinking, I was afraid to say without reading it again.
On application of any person who by affidavit shows good cause for not having attended the County Board of Equalization for the purpose of correcting the errors.
Changed her address, and the parents are going to open their mail in the future.
let's move back up the agenda back to court orders, and we're going to take up. Let me find it.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A, abatement number 203648.
I make a motion to approve Exhibit A, January
9th, 2018. Second. I'll go ahead.
Sorry, was that January 8th?
I thought she said 9th. Is it the 8th?
No, today's the 8th.
It's the 8th?
It's the 8th.
Okay. January the 8th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So it was approved.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's see, I think we are scheduled for 10 o'clock upstairs in the conference room roundtable discussion with animal control. Animal control, and then 11 o'clock roundtable with Roden Bridge. So we'll recess upstairs.